More than half of the over 100 native California tongues have disappeared. Many others have only a few aging speakers. When this last fluent generation dies, languages spoken by Californians over centuries will also die. At a recent gathering of some 200 Native Americans struggling to maintain their dialects, Robert Geary remembered driving in his car, listening to a tape of his long-deceased great-uncle speaking the native Ilem Pomo language.
I was listening to this recording, and I was so lost hearing my language that I was doing 80 and I didn't even know it. I got a ticket, yeah.
Robert decided he had to learn his ancestors' language, and immediately ran into a pervasive problem for California's Native Americans.
There is only one speaker left. Her name's Loretta Kelsey. With her also not having anyone to speak it to, the language is even getting lost with her.
At the shoreline of the Pomo Reservation on Clear Lake, Loretta Kelsey parts some tule reeds, looks over the blue-green waters to where Mount Conocti reaches for the clouds, then turns toward Robert. It's not a struggle for her to bring back memories of the lake of her childhood. It is a struggle to tell Robert about it in Pomo.
Help me out, Robert.
She's saying something about eating tules.
Where we're at now is where I was raised. We go down to the water and we eat the tules.
Robert and Loretta have spent the last 5 years recovering the language. Now they teach it to others in their tribe. But it's been an agonizing process. Pomo was never written down, no dictionaries, no materials to teach the language. Robert and Loretta are inventing those as they go.
Now we're just having to do it the way classrooms do it.
The wind blows off the shore of Clear Lake as 20 Native Americans, from 7 to 70, gather along a row of picnic tables, watching Robert write on an old grade school blackboard.
Barbara.
68-year-old Elizabeth Jean spoke Pomo as a child. She remembers her school days.
We spoke very poor English when I went to school. We needed to go to the bathroom, and we didn't know how to say it in English.
Jean did learn English, and she lost her Pomo. But with only one remaining Ilem Pomo speaker, who herself struggles with the language, it may be beyond recovery. Jocelyn Ahlers, an assistant professor of cultural linguistics at California State University in San Marcos, is here at the class. She's been studying the attempts to revive the Pomo language.
Yeah, most linguists would come to a situation like this and say, well, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do in terms of making this a vibrant speaking community again. It's over. I'm sorry.
In today's class, students struggle to learn greetings and names of foods. If the goal is to revive the language in daily life on this reservation, success may be far away or impossible. But Professor Ahlers thinks the common bond of learning the language may be enough.
People tend to define linguistic community strictly as like this place where everybody speaks the language all the time. And I think your language community could be the people who share a desire to learn your language with you, people who say hi to you or pray with you.
At dusk, the class winds down and the students gather in the ritual roundhouse to dance and pray.
The center of it is a pole that's sticking up, and it's kind of like our gateway to God.
Robert says that even the limited Pomo now spoken on the reservation is of value, most of all in prayers to the spirits.
You know, it makes me feel that much more special to be able to talk to the Creator in the language that He gave us. That's irreplaceable.
Loretta stands at the shore amid a tangled mass of tule reeds. When she hears the others speaking Pomo, she feels both ancient burden and new possibility.
It seems like I haven't carried it on the way I should have, you know, which was wrong. Because it's not really dying. I refuse to say dying.
For VOA News Now, from the Pomo Reservation at Clear Lake, California, this is Lonnie Shavelson. Hey,